It's my pleasure to welcome you to the Clark Howard Show, where it's about you and that wallet of yours. I want you to learn ideas from me so you can keep more of what you make. You know, we also have free off-the-air advice for you. That's available over 40 hours each week, where you can talk with a member of Team Clark. Go to clark.com, scroll down a little. You'll see the phone number and hours each weekday that free advice is available to you from a member of our team. Coming up in a few minutes, I want to tell you about a vulnerability going on right now with the U.S. mail and why you should really look at a locking mailbox. And then later yet, the way you get eyeglasses is starting to change. And I wanted to fill you in on the changes that are wallet-friendly and maybe fashion-friendly, too. So new stats in from research done by a group called Cox Automotive that finds that the average price people actually paid for a new vehicle last month was an all-time unbelievable record amount of money, $37,007. That is beyond my imagination, that's what kind of money people are paying, because that is a frightening figure to deal with. And I mean, you can't go back again, because I can tell you the first property I ever bought was a foreclosure that I bought for $36,000 for a 2-bedroom, 1.5-bath condo. And I still own that all these years later. And now the average price of a new vehicle is exceeding that. So, gosh, that's a problem. And so if you pay the average price of a new vehicle, take it out on a 5-year loan, your monthly payment, and I'm doing a very favorable interest rate to calculate the monthly payment, so I want to make it as not as dreadful as possible, is $715.45 a month for 5 years. Now, a huge number of people aren't doing 5-year loans. They're doing 6-year or longer loans. But if you did a 6-year loan, well, what you're looking at then is the payment drops $100 a month to $613.31 a month. Insane. That's before you deal with insurance. That's before you deal with gasoline or any other expenses that are involved with owning a vehicle. So that is, as they say in football, bad, ugly. And I encourage you to really think through, how does that affect your budget month after month if you end up taking out debt of that extreme amount and have that kind of payment? And vehicles we have that we're really tired of often aren't tired themselves. Now, our producer, Kim, recently hit the point, for Kim, vehicles are just transportation.
That is true.
And you had a Toyota Yaris, you call it, I call it Yaris.
I think it's Yaris, like a pirate, Yar, right? No?
I have no idea. Anyway, it's a EconoBox Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
And you had it for how many years till it no longer was providing faithful service to you?
Just shy of 10 years, and it is still providing faithful service. It's my partner Sean's vehicle that we had to replace. So he's going to be driving the Yaris now, and I got to go shopping for another car.
So the Yaris lives on.
Yeah, it's doing great.
So you decided that you wanted to see if you could top the $37,007, and you bought a new vehicle fully equipped for $51,000.
Of course, duh.
No, yeah. What'd you do?
I bought a used 2018 car for $15,000, just shy, with 11,000 miles.
So let's hit that number again. A 2018, somebody hated it, they dumped it, 11,000 miles on it, and you buy it for 15 grand.
That's true. Yep.
And the vehicle, how's it been so far?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing because it's been almost 10 years since I bought a new car. A lot has happened. And it's got all of these bells and whistles that I've never seen before. My Toyota Yaris had crank windows and locks that I had to use, you know, my finger on, no automatic locks. So that's a big upgrade for one.
How about that TV screen? Was that a surprise to you?
Yes.
That you get to watch TV of backing up and running things over?
Yes. And I have not hit anything with it, yes, but it terrifies me. Like, it's just, for me, it's just another thing to look at. It's hard for me to adjust, like, looking over my shoulder versus looking at the screen. Do you do both?
I just look at the screen.
Just at the screen?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll adjust to it. I don't know. But it's a beautiful car, and I feel like I got a pretty good deal. And I'm going to brag a little bit and tell you it is the first time I ever paid cash for a car. I did not finance it.
So you had enough resources that these monthly payments I'm talking about, that's not part of your life?
Nope. Since I paid off the Yaris, I started a savings account, putting in the same amount that I was paying each month to pay off the Yaris for when I would need another car. And I hit that goal a little while ago.
And paid cash?
I did.
So you have no payment coupon to worry about, nothing?
Nope.
Congratulations.
Thank
to you
very and much.
I hope that your new used car turns out to be a great experience like your prior one.
Thank you so much. And at some point, I want to chat with you about how I bought it, because I did it completely online. But I think that's a story for another day.
Yeah, that is a great story. That was a good tease. Maybe you should consider this radio thing. Sindhu is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Clark. Thank you for having me here. And thank you for your service to the country.
Oh, sure. Thank you. How can I serve you today?
So I have a question about sending money to India. I want to do it every month. It's a small amount, but it has to be every month. So I was doing this from past a year, and something happened last month, and I wanted to look for some other options. I don't know if I can mention the company through which I was sending money or not.
Well, why don't we go on with the story and then we'll talk about it. So you had some kind of customer no service problem with who you were using.
No. What happened? I used to go to bank and send from the bank, and everything was fine, but it was taking a lot of time standing there in the line and doing all the process. So what I did, I started doing through my phone, and everything was fine until last month, where when I did two transactions last month, I got hit with cash advance fee.
Oh.
Which never happened until last month. If it happened the first time I did, I would have stopped doing it for the whole last year. So I don't know what to do.
All right. So let's talk this through. There are now a lot of non-bank money transfer services for Americans who have family or friends overseas they want to send money to. And it is so much cheaper than what banks charge to send money overseas. It's not even close.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you the three that are the most aggressive and compare them to see which one seems best for you sending money to. You said India?
Yes.
See which one has the lowest overall cost and gives you the best exchange rate for sending money to India. One is an operation owned by PayPal called Xoom, X-O-O-M.
Okay.
Another one is Remitly, R-E-M-I-T-L-Y.
Oh, I never heard of this.
And the third one is World Remit. WRLD Remit, REMIT.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you another suggestion as well. And so look at all three of those. You can send Generally, with most of these, the larger amount of money you send at one time, effectively, the lower the amount of fees end up eating into the money you're sending. But do you happen to have an account at Charles Schwab?
I'm pretty sure we have an account at Charles Schwab, but I'm not sure if it's checking.
All right. So let me tell you the thing with Schwab. With Schwab, if you were to, is it a relative you're sending money to?
My parents.
All right. So if you were to open an account that you were the owner of and you had a parent on the account with you, you could supply a parent with an ATM card. And Schwab charges no ATM fees worldwide. They eat whatever ATM fees the ATM your parents would use would charge. And they give you the official exchange rate. So a dollar here equals the exact equivalent amount of rupee for them taking money out.
Oh, wow.
So
if you, idea.
Yeah, so if you have investments, you have an investment account, if you have one at Schwab, that would then be a possible option for you, which would be so much cheaper. And as for other people listening to you and me, if they want to know the names of these money exchanges, we have these on Clark.com for you to be able to see and compare for wherever in the world you're sending money to from the U.S. The banks are not competitive. These third-party services offer a much better deal. Ron's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, Ron.
Hey, before we start, I have to tell you that I teased my mom about having a crush on you.
Oh, that's funny. Well, how can I be of service to you?
Well, I'm planning on retiring next year and possibly moving to Florida. And I've noticed that I own the condo and the units aren't selling as of now. There's four on the market. And I was kind of thinking about using a reverse mortgage and taking money to go buy a place somewhere else, maybe in Florida.
Huh. So
and I
the place you have. Go ahead.
One of your articles seemed to suggest that reverse mortgages were really bad.
Well, they're a last option. They're not a first option because reverse mortgages come with extremely high upfront fees and they blow up on people a lot. So you have a property you own you can't sell right now. You'd like to buy a place in Florida. And what I would recommend is something a whole lot simpler.
Okay.
And that is that if you want to wait till market conditions improve to sell the place that you're in now, that you rent in Florida instead of buy. And the reason
well,
I would rent is that, you know, Florida is such a diverse market. And even within a metro area in Florida, the areas are so diverse. And where you think you want to live could turn out to be very different anyway. If you weren't even asking me about the place that you're trying to sell but you don't think is a good time, and you told me you were thinking of moving to Florida, I would still tell you to rent, not buy, for a while.
Well, that's kind of interesting because that's another option. My sister has a condo in Pensacola, and I could probably rent that.
Perfect. We solved everything. We're generating rental income for your sister. She knows that you're going to be okay as her brother. You've got a place to test drive Florida. I think we got this done. And the reverse mortgage, forget that thing.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Today's Clarkrageous moment is a special, special warning for you about how people may steal from you your money and your identity.
Scams, ripoffs, outrages. It's a Clarkrageous moment.
I can't believe something I talked about as a good thing has boomeranged and turned out to be a horrendous problem. I told you before about a postal service that is one that scans your mail when it comes in and provides you what's known as informed delivery. So you can know what mail is coming to you. So if somebody steals your mail on the way to your house or somehow it gets misdirected, misdelivered, you know that you had that bill coming from the Visa card or you had a check coming from so-and-so and you were prepared to cross-match to make sure you got all your mail, which was a brilliant idea. But now the U.S. Secret Service has put out a warning. And by the way, this follows a warning from Krebs on Security last year, I think, about the potential dangers with informed delivery, that the Postal Service doesn't have enough security in place. Criminals are registering as if they are the person living at your address. They see what mail's coming, and then they intercept from your mailbox things that would allow them to steal your credit card number, steal checks, steal your identity, steal money out of your bank account, and on and on and on. The only solution right now, unless the Postal Service shuts down informed delivery, is something that I've done for years and recommend you do anyway. Put in a locked mailbox, the locking mailboxes. It works great. I don't have to worry about somebody pilfering through my mail, which was a problem before I had a locking mailbox. And they're easy to install. There's almost nothing to them other than the ability to secure the mail that you're receiving. Great to have you here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's about your empowerment with knowledge so you can keep more of what you make. So went to the eye doctor, and my eyes got appreciably worse since my last eye exam. Had to get new frames and lenses. So I get new frames and lenses, and my wife says, "I hate those. Why did you get those?" And so she said, "Why don't you just take me with you when you want to get glasses?" Because truth be told, I have no fashion sense at all. Now, I told this story in our pre-show meeting when our whole web team's there and our TV and off air and everybody's gathered together. And people were polarized about these glasses, although a number of people said, "Hey, they look nice to me." I guess trying to be nice to me. Anyway, because I'm sure my wife's right. But imagine this, and I will take her in the future. I just, on the very day this came up, I read a story on MarketWatch that there's a new 3D process for making frames that so many frames are made that end up not being used that it's far more efficient to custom make a frame that is custom designed for you, or you custom design at a website and make it exactly as you want it to be for the shape of your face, the style you like, and the rest. And that this is something that is already happening in other countries and almost certainly will be here really, really soon. There are hundreds of these devices now available that are being used in, well, actually, much of the world except here. So you know it's coming. And then I'll be able, I have an unusually narrow face, and usually I would wear kids' frames, but now I have to wear something called progressive lenses, and the kids' frames don't have enough depth to hold the progressive lenses, so I have to get the smallest adult frames I can get. Well, just imagine if I could have a custom frame done, and it was able to exactly suit the style my wife likes and fits my face exactly. So what I worked out with my wife is we're going on the website Zenni Optical, and she's going to pick out the frames that she wants to see me wear, and then we'll get a pair of those. So I learned an important lesson. Happy wife, happy life. Well, I knew that one, but I kind of forgot it for a second and should have had her with me again because I have no fashion sense. And you know that's true if you've ever seen me out and about and see how I dress. Obviously, I have no fashion sense at all. Susan's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, Susan.
Hello, Clark. How are you?
Great. Thank you, Susan. I understand that something I've recommended to you has caused you a problem.
Well, not so much of a problem as an irritation, I would say.
Let me hear.
Okay. So I went on to Credit Karma. I've been a Credit Karma member for many years, and I saw where you had said that they had like pre-approved credit card offers and personal loan offers. So I thought, well, okay, I would like to consolidate some of my debt to a lower interest rate. So there was a number of personal loan offers underneath of the credit card offers, and so I looked at them. But I never clicked the box that said take offer. All I did was click on where it said learn more. And I really didn't think anything of it until I started getting a bunch of emails from these creditors saying that, well, we can't complete your application because your reports are frozen, as you told us to do, especially since I was a victim of identity theft. And I was like, wait a minute. I never applied for anything. So I'm confused as to how that happened.
So, all right, what I'm guessing, and I'll be a guinea pig too. I'll go through and I'll click on, so you did the debt consolidation thing? Is that?
Yeah, like where they had like a bunch of personal loan offers.
Yeah.
And, you know, like for a cheaper interest rate than
sure.
what I'm paying on my cards.
Sure. Okay. So I will be, I'll do it too and see if I then get deluged with offers. So you didn't apply for any of them. You just,
no.
You just looked at them. And then before
correct.
You knew it, you were getting barraged with people who wanted to sell you loan consolidations.
That's exactly right. So on the website, with the Credit Karma website, where those personal loan offers are, there's like, I don't know, 8 or 10 of them, and they say, we can lend you up to X number of dollars, and your interest rate could be as low as whatever it was. And then underneath of that, there's a place where you can click that says learn more. And then it goes into more detail about, you know, however long you might take it for and what their interest rates are. And off to the right, there is a box to click that says take offer. I never clicked that take offer box.
All right. So I'm looking right now. I got to give you bad news. Before you even get to that step, there's this thing that comes up that says, we're on the lookout for better rates. We'll share your profile information with participating partners from time to time to see if you have offers. When we find offers we think you'd like, we'll send you alerts. So they tell you up front, if you go through that shopping exercise, even not clicking on any of the actual offers, they've already told you that they're going to make your information available to people that are paying.
Oh, okay. I see what the deal is.
Now, what's funny is it says no sales calls. So did you get only emails or did you get actual phone calls?
No, I got emails.
Okay.
Like a bunch of them.
Yeah, so that seems like what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened to you is looks like what they're intending to happen to you. And so I think that they go back and look at it because you won't go to the step where it's then going to generate all that. But you'll see this thing that tells you that they're going to share, you know, information with participating partners. And that's where you end up with getting the one email after another after another. And I hope those have not been too much of a hassle for you. Albert's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Albert.
Hey, Clark. How are you?
Great. Thank you, Albert.
Good. Hey, listen, just wanted to ask, your opinion on this. A couple of years ago, I cut my cable. I did a lot of research. I got a digital type antenna, so I got all of my local channels for free. And
did you notice that the picture was better than you were getting from the pay TV provider before?
Oh yeah, it was a lot better. Where I live at is kind of, you know, wooded area. So sometimes when the trees start swaying, you know, it's a little stormy, you know, you get the pixelated. But, you know, other than that, you know, it's free. So I'm good with that. So.
Wonderful.
So, and along with that, I got another internet cable provider, and it works great. So, and I've been just checking, you know, off and on just to see what, you know, is out there. The current one that I have went up in price, and there's other ones that I can get cheaper, but do not have that I like. But I came across I'm not going to name the company, but this other cable, internet cable provider that it just seems too good to be true. It provides like a gazillion channels for $20 a month. And if you want to go with the premium, it gives you 200 more channels for a total of $25 a month. And I was just wondering if you guys ever heard of that.
Oh, yeah. I'm very familiar with this.
Okay.
And so this one gives you like every pay TV channel there is. I mean, pretty much everywhere. Gives you every sports channel there is. Gives you adult content. Everything all thrown in for $25 a month. Because they're stealing it.
Oh.
So they're charging you $25 for what they're stealing.
Okay.
And so the reason that you go look at these channel packages and they're $25 to $60 a month, depending on which streaming product you do, that's pretty much the scale of the marketplace. And you know, you might get 40 channels from this one, 50 from another, 60 from another. Then somebody comes along and says they're going to give you 800 channels for the lowest possible price. The only way they're doing it, and there are several of these pirate, they're called pirate services. There are several of them out there, and they steal the content but make their money by charging you the $300 a year.
Wow. So once they get found out, that you set them down and then you lose the money, I guess?
Well, the risk is, it's kind of like, do you remember back when people would steal music?
Yeah.
It's the same kind of thing. And I don't know of anybody being prosecuted for stealing video programming, but it is against the law to steal video programming. And I don't know that you want to help pirates.
No, I will just continue to, because even I checked, I'm looking at the website right now, and it looks so legit.
Absolutely. They all do. All the pirate services look completely like, hey, this is mainstream. It's just the best deal ever. But right. what a legitimate provider has to pay each month for the channels that they put out there is so much that this is no way this is A-OK. Scott's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, Scott.
Hello, how are you?
Great, thank you, Scott. But you got an unpleasant, nasty gram in the mail, didn't you?
Well, I sure did. We bought this long-term care insurance policy from a large company about 10 years ago. And, we agreed to the payment. We've made the payments all along, but the payments have risen over the period of time from about 163 up to 448 a month. And it's getting to the point where we just can't afford it anymore, being retired on fixed income and that. And you've always advocating having long-term care insurance for people in my financial bracket, if you will. And it looks like it's not going to happen now. And I just wonder, I've been able to read articles that tell me over the past 5 years or so that their costs have risen so rapidly that it's a broken business model.
You're right. It's a completely broken business model. And there used to be perhaps more than 1,000 insurance companies selling long-term care insurance.
Yes.
And now it's down to maybe 10 because everybody lost their shirts because we lived longer than people thought we'd live. And we lived sicker than people thought we would be. And so the costs for the insurers have been just incredibly high. And long-term care insurance is not sold at guaranteed premium.
Right.
So the price rises are hideous, and so many people end up in a position like you are facing, you're like $5,500 a year in premiums now?
Yes.
At that kind of price, they're like, hey, I'd like to have this stuff, but ain't no way I can have it. So one suggestion
I guess my biggest question now is, do you recommend another vehicle for, to get the end result that I'm looking for?
Well, how old are you?
73.
It's 73, probably not. So what I would suggest, and they may have offered you the option of reducing the amount of coverage the policy gives you, so you can get a cheaper premium.
Yes, they have. There are three options. One, I can keep making the payments. The next is just, like you said, a reduced premium. And then the final is just canceling it out, and I get a max, I think it's $12,000 worth of the policy. So
I would take the middle option.
Okay.
And so you have some coverage for long-term care, because the expense can be backbreaking, and it's just a terrible situation that so many people in good faith who bought these policies are now getting punished for having done so. But if you can afford the option B with the lower premiums, take the reduced benefit and at least have some amount of long-term care coverage in place. It's time for Ask Clark. That's where you post a question for me at clark.com. Producer Joel asked it for you. What you got, Joel?
Clark, Rosalina wrote in. She said, I received a check worth $2,400 from a lawyer's office in Wisconsin. It doesn't say what it's for, just an instruction about how to cash it and a phone number to text only once the check is cashed. Do you think it's legit? Because it certainly looks legit.
Wow, I never get to lay out a cow's pile of manure during an Ask Clark. There's a unique opportunity that is completely bogus. You're going to get scammed. The check can look completely legit because today, because of the sophistication of printers, anybody can print up check stock that looks completely official. So know that there's no virtue in you having any contact with these people. Money does not fall out of the sky. Being told you can only text and all that, completely nothing but trouble awaiting you. Do not fall for the fake check scam. You're listening to The Clark Howard Show. Thanks for joining us today. The Clark Howard Show is produced by Kim Drobes, Joel Larsgaard, Deborah Reese, and Jim Ayers. And remember, 24 hours a day, we're there to serve you at clark.com and clarkdeals.com.